Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our message today comes from the book of John, chapter 15, verses 5 through 8.
Amen.
That is John, chapter 15, verses 5 through 8.
Amen.
And it reads as follows. I am the vine, you are the branches. Mm-hmm. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
I love that.
If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Amen.
Amen.
I want to speak today on the topic branching out.
I love it.
Amen. Branching out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the scripture. Let's start with verse 5. Mm-hmm. Verse 5 states that Jesus is the vine.
Yes.
Let's get that straight right now. Jesus is the vine. Nobody else is worthy to be the vine but Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We are the branches. If we have a relationship with Jesus and become one with him through that relationship, then and only then can we bear fruit. Okay? Our success is in life is based on that very concept. It also states that apart from Jesus, we can do nothing. Right? So basically, it all depends on us.
Yes.
We have often wondered why our ways don't work, right?
Yes.
We have often wondered why we have hard times.
Mm-hmm.
We have often wondered why, despite our best efforts, we fail,
mm-hmm.
right? We have often wondered why we go to church regularly, but things still do not work. We have often wondered why there is a lack of peace in our lives, right? We have often wondered why things just don't go the way we want them to.
Yeah,
this scripture explains why. In plain English, we forgot the importance of being in a relationship with Jesus. Okay? Jesus warns us in verse 6 what happens if we don't have a relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
Listen closely. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. We are nothing unless we are connected to Christ, okay? Jesus warns us that not being in him is like a dead branch, right?
Right.
There's no life with a branch if it's not connected to the vine.
That's the truth.
Literally and figuratively, right? Yes. And spiritually.
Yes.
We are like that branch that withers when we're not a part of Jesus.
Yes.
Would you agree?
That's true.
Now, verse 7 states the following. If you remain in me, and my words, underline the word words, remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done to you or for you. Let's break this down.
Sure.
In other words, we must stay connected to Jesus through our relationship with him, right?
Right.
We must live according to the word of God and act accordingly, correct?
Correct.
This is our daily duty, not when it's convenient, okay? This is something we should be doing every day. It should be a part of our lives,
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
2 Corinthians 5:17 states the following. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Mm-hmm.
When we are in Christ by having a relationship, we will become a new person. Okay? How does this happen? Well, since you asked, here's the answer. When we have a relationship with Jesus, we are forced to change. Think about it. We're sinners, right? We can't be around Christ, who's a non-sinner. Something's got to give. He's not going to give, okay? So we got to give. He's preached about being unevenly yoked, right?
Right.
Well, if we're sinners around a non-sinner, that's uneven, right? So we got to become non-sinners.
Yes.
So we must want to change, okay?
Amen.
We have free will. God gave us free will. But in most cases, our free will is to our detriment. Would you agree?
Amen.
Sometimes we just make decisions, you know, that we live to regret. Now, if you remember, Jesus went into the wilderness to be changed and tested. And if you think about it, he didn't minister till after he went through the wilderness, okay? We must go through our own wilderness testing period. I will give you a real life example, okay? Let's talk about the military for a second, right? When you first get into the military, the first thing they make you do is go through basic training. Why? Well, they understand that you're not ready to be a soldier.
That's true.
Okay? You have your own way of doing things. Then you've always heard the military has its own way of doing things. You got to change to them.
Yeah,
they're not going to change to you, okay?
That's the truth.
So when it comes to the military, it's without doubt, you got to do things their way. You got to change. They make you change. They put you through all these different tests and trials to prepare you for whatever's going to happen in the future.
They do.
It's a test. It's a trial. It's a tribulation, right?
That's true.
They cram it in 2 weeks, okay? And I do mean cram, for what I've heard. I didn't serve, but those who serve, thank you for your service. We're not disciplined. A soldier's not disciplined enough to be trusted with a gun or whatever else he has to do unless he is changed the way he is. The military changes him so that he can do his job, which is to serve and protect, to protect our country and to help his fellow soldier. He has to be depended on to do that. When he first walks in that door, he is not ready to do that. So he has to be changed. Once he is changed, listen to this closely, then he has already been tested. He's ready for whatever comes his way. He can handle it because he's been changed and trained. Okay? It's the same thing with our relationship with Jesus. We got to get changed. We come one way, but we got to turn into something else. Then when the trials and stuff hits us, it won't have any effect because we'd be ready.
Okay.
Amen. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Amen. James 1, 2 and 4 states the following. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may become mature and complete, not lacking anything. Right? We're tested to see if we're serious about what we're doing. Okay? Same thing in the army, same thing in your relationship with God. You're tested to see if you're serious about becoming like Christ. Okay? Some will fall by the wayside, you know. Some will continue. As the scripture states, we will become more mature and complete and lack for nothing if we stay that course. Easier said than done, right? Who wants to go through tests, right? Who wants to go through trials, right? But if you want to do what the scriptures say and remain in him and him remain in you, that's what you got to do. There's no other way. Excuse me. Jesus tells us that when we remain in him by being changed from our sinful nature, right? And live by the word of God, which is by being led by God himself, not by ourselves, then we can ask for things and it will be done to us or for us. Now think about it for a second. What we ask for before we come to Christ and what we'll ask for once we're changed will be two different things. Okay? Number one, when you are changed, you don't go by your flesh anymore. You don't go by what you want, okay? You're changed. You're different. The things that were important to you are no longer important.
Wow.
You hear me? Mm-hmm. You don't ask for a lot because your faith is so strong, you already know you got it. Mm-hmm. You just walk it up. But when you're on the other side where you don't really have a relationship with him, that's when you do most of the asking. Mm. It's a difference. Mm. When we change the things that we would have asked for, we will no longer ask for. We will understand that God will bless us because we were willing to make a change in our lives for him. Right?
Right.
Now, verse 8 explains the why. Mm-hmm. It says, "This is to my Father's glory, that you must bear fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples," right? Mm-hmm. So basically, in English, he's saying, it is the will of God that we become one with Jesus, and that brings glory to God when we do, right?
Right.
Well, I mean, think about it. We were made in his image, and being in Jesus is what God wants for all of us, okay? This is why he sacrificed Jesus in the first place, for the remission of our sins and to give us a path that we didn't have previously, correct?
Amen.
Jesus is the way, and there is no other way, right? When we are one with Jesus, we will bear much fruit. We'll be successful. We will be productive in our lives. We will become disciples because God can trust us. Just like the military example, right? We were one way and then we got changed and then we became another way. The soldiers could be trusted once they were changed. Same thing with soldiers of God. There's a war out there, right? Mm-hmm. We have to be equipped. That equips us. Hmm. We can be used for the glory of God. He said we'd be his disciples, right?
Right.
You think about the disciples, after he left, they became powerful. Hmm. They ministered to everybody. He even had them ministering while he was on earth. He empowered them to do so. Hmm. Okay? Because he knew that just him being around, them being around Jesus is changing them.
Hmm.
They had a relationship with him. Okay? They were changing every single day being around Jesus. We can change every single day around Jesus too. Okay? We really can. It all depends on us. Now, the one thing I noticed about this whole scripture, he used the word if. Why did he say if you remain in me, or if you do this, or if you do that? He did that because he knew that a whole lot of people will not want to do this. So he used the word if to say, okay, there will be some that will try, or some that succeed. If these people do this, or if they do that, then this will happen for them, okay? The word if implies that it's just not going to be everybody. Not everybody's willing to lose themselves. Not everybody's willing to lay it down on the line and say, you know what, Lord, my way don't work. Not everybody wants to be the branch. Everybody wants to be divine. But there's only one vine. There's only one way. So if we remain in Jesus and he remains in us, that's the ticket. He said about the word will be in us. Okay? If we change and spend time with Jesus, Jesus and God, it's the word. In the beginning was the word was God, and God, the word is God, right? Mm-hmm. So if we stay in Christ, we'll become like the Word. Mm-hmm. Amen? I mean, I don't want to get deep on you, mm-hmm. but that's the truth. That's what the scripture says. Mm-hmm. I'm encouraged by this word, personally. I mean, mm-hmm. It's a big ask. Mm-hmm. And it's a big if. But if it wasn't possible, he never would have said it. Right? Sure. That means that somebody can do this. That means you and I can do this if you're willing to do it. Saints, if we're willing, we can become what God wants us to be. We will become good disciples, and we can branch out by doing God's will. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray.
Thank you, God.
Dear Lord, thank you for this word. Thank you for your wisdom and knowledge knowledge that we don't even have, Lord. We thank you for showing us this scripture, teaching us its meaning, and helping us, Lord, to want to do this. We pray, Lord, that you'll put a desire in our heart, a real zeal to seek you, Lord, to spend more time with you, Lord, to be willing to lay down our lives just as Jesus laid down his. Help us to remain in him and him in us. Help us to grow together, yes. Lord. Help us to be all that you want us to be so we can bring you glory.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this word. I pray, Lord, that it'll glorify you and it'll bless many. I pray, Lord, you'll draw people to hear this word, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Open the ears to hear, the eyes to see, and the heart to receive it, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Please put a zeal in us all to want to seek you like that, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Father, I praise you and I thank you, Lord. Please forgive us where we've fallen short, Lord. We don't want to be if.
No.
Amen. We want to be the ones that actually do it.
Yes.
Help us, Lord. We can't do it without you.
Yes.
Help
right.
us, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.